Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take one Amen loop and turn it into a playable, lightweight drum and bass break variation in Ableton Live 12. The goal is simple: make it feel alive, make it feel usable in a real track, and keep the CPU load nice and low. This is a really important workflow in DNB, because the break often does a lot of the emotional work. It gives you groove, movement, tension, and that classic jungle energy. And if you can get all that from one sliced loop, you save CPU, you stay organized, and you get a lot more control over the arrangement. So let's build it step by step. First, pick a good Amen source. You want a loop with clear snares, strong kick transients, and some ghost note detail. You do not need the most polished sample in the world, but you do want something that already has character. If the break has a little swing or looseness, that is actually a good thing. That's part of the feel. Set your project tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for a lot of drum and bass. Then drag the MN loop into an audio track and listen carefully. You're checking for a few things here. Can you hear the snare clearly? Does the kick hit cleanly? And is there enough detail in the hats and little in between notes to make the break interesting? Now let's warp it lightly. Open the clip and turn warp on if it is not already on. For a percussive break, beats mode is usually the best starting point. Keep it simple. You are not trying to force every tiny transient into perfect robotic alignment. You just want the loop to sit close enough to the grid so you can slice and rearrange it easily. A good beginner approach is to preserve transients and avoid overprocessing at this stage. If the loop already feels good, trust it. A little bit of natural swing can make the whole edit feel more authentic. Now comes the key CPU-friendly move. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the Slicing dialog, choose Transients for Slicing, and send the slices to a drum rack. Ableton will create a new drum rack instrument with each slice mapped across pads, and each pad will use Sampler. This is huge for efficiency. Instead of running multiple audio clips or a pile of layered loops, you now have one break source turned into a flexible drum instrument. That means less CPU, faster workflow, and way more control over the groove. Rename the track something clear like Amen Slices or Break Edit. That keeps your session easy to navigate, especially once you start adding bass, atmospheres, and effects. Next, clean up the slices a little. Open the drum rack and look at the important hits first, especially the kick and snare slices. You do not need to deeply edit every slice right away. Just focus on the ones that carry the groove. Inside Sampler, one-shot mode is usually a good choice. That keeps each slice tight and easy to trigger. If a transient feels soft, adjust the start point a little. If you hear clicks, add a tiny fade. Keep these changes subtle. The goal is not to redesign the break. The goal is to make it punch clearly without chewing up headroom. Now we'll do a quick cleanup with EQ8. Put it after the drum rack if the break feels muddy or harsh. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can clear out unnecessary rumble. If the break feels boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the hats are a bit sharp, a small cut around 7 to 10 kHz can help. Keep this gentle. In drum and bass, the break needs to sit with the sub, the reese, and the atmosphere. You want definition, not a polished pop drum sound. Now let's program the actual pattern. Create a MIDI clip and start with a simple 2-bar groove. Keep it basic at first. Put the main snares on 2 and 4. Add a kick or 2 to push the rhythm forward. Then sprinkle in a few ghost notes and some hat movement. A really solid beginner move is to treat this like a drum machine performance, not a full-on complex edit. In bar 1, maybe you have a kick, a ghost snare, the main snare, and a hat slice. In bar 2, maybe the kick variation, the main snare, a couple of quick ghost notes, and a hat pickup. Do not fill every space. That is one of the biggest beginner mistakes. DNB breaks feel powerful because they breathe. If the sub is strong and the atmosphere is dark, a sparse break can actually hit harder than a busy one. If you want a little more movement, try nudging one or two ghost notes slightly off the grid, or add a very subtle groove from the groove pool. But keep the strength low. Around 10 to 25% is plenty. You want the break to feel human, not sloppy. Now let's make it feel alive with velocity. This is one of the easiest and most important ways to get a sliced Amen sounding musical. Main snares should be strong. Kicks should be solid. Ghost notes should be much softer. Hats can sit somewhere in the middle depending on their role. A good starting range might be main snare around 100 to 127, main kick around 90 to 120, ghost notes around 25 to 70, and smaller hat slices around 20 to 80. That contrast is what creates movement. In DNB, The power often comes from the difference between the heavy backbeat and the flickering little details around it. That is what gives the rhythm life. If a slice is still too loud even when you lower the velocity, you can trim the volume in simpler or use utility to pull the whole break down a few dB. That is a smart move because it leaves room for the sub and atmosphere layers later. Now let's add a little color and punch. On the drum bus or directly after the drum rack, try a few stock devices from Ableton. Saturator is great for a little grit and thickness. Drum bus is useful for punch and transient control. And EQ8 can handle any remaining cleanup. A simple starting point might be saturator with a small drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. If needed, turn soft clip on. With drum bus, keep the drive low and be careful with boom, because you do not want the break fighting the sub bass. The break should have shape and weight, but the sub should still own the low end. This matters a lot when you bring in atmosphere layers. If you add dark pads, drones, vinyl noise, or reverb tails, the break needs to stay clear enough to cut through. Otherwise, the whole rhythm turns to mush. Now place the break into a simple arrangement. Think in phrases. In an 8-bar intro, you might start with filtered atmosphere and a few subtle break slices. Then in the drop, bring in the full break edit with the sub bass. In a switch-up section, thin the pattern out and add a few extra ghost notes or a short fill. Then return to the main groove with one or two fresh accents. That call and response relationship is a huge part of drum and bass. The bass line says something, then the break answers. The atmosphere builds tension between those phrases. If the bass is busy, keep the break simpler. If the bass is sparse, let the break have a little more room to speak. You can create a lot of variation just with automation. For example, automate a filter to keep the break tucked down in the intro, then open it up before the drop. You can also automate a reverb send for one fill snare, or use utility to change width slightly for a short stereo moment, before snapping back to a tighter, mono-friendly sound. A small automation move can be more effective than adding another loop. In darker DNB, one clean filter sweep or one tiny pitch shift on a fill can do a lot of work. Before you finish, do a quick mix check. Ask yourself a few things. Can I still hear the kick under the sub? Are the snares cutting through clearly? Is the break too wide in the low end? And is the atmosphere masking the transients? Use your ears first. If you need a visual, Spectrum is fine, but do not rely on it more than listening. If the project starts getting heavy, consider freezing, flattening, or resampling the break once you like it. That is a really smart Ableton workflow move for beginners. It keeps the session light and lets you keep moving instead of getting stuck in endless editing. Here's a good practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same Amen edit using only one source sample. Make a stripped intro version with fewer hits and softer velocity. Make a full energy drop version with more ghost notes and one short fill. Then make a transition version that removes one key hit and ends with a little drum lift. Keep each version under 2 bars, use only stock Ableton devices, and try to export or resample each one so you can compare them later. Then listen with a sub and an atmospheric pad. If something feels crowded, remove one drum event instead of adding more processing. So to recap, slice one Amen loop into drum rack, keep the groove simple, use velocity to create life, shape it lightly with stock Ableton devices, and leave room for the sub and atmosphere. If you can make one Amen variation feel heavy, clear, and musical with low CPU, you are absolutely on the right track for drum and bass production. That's the workflow. One break, one source, lots of energy.